Simon for On the White, and we're here after a meeting of the residents of the Undercliff at St Lawrence. And I'm with
Andrew Turner, Member of Parliament for the Island.
Andrew, I counted around 30 people here today. Many of them residents, directly affected, having to move out of their homes. Others who lived in the area surrounding, and some of the businesses. There was a lot of points raised, so a lot of you for you to take away, go away and take away and have a think about. What was your impression of the meeting?
Well, first of all, everyone was very kind and generous and nice and all those things, which helps, no doubt. I've taken away a number of the points that you've described, and I'm going to have to go back to the County Council and ask them what's going on.
No one's taking responsibility, are they? The council is saying it's Island Roads. Island Roads is saying it's the council. Is there a position that you can be in as the MEP, as the MP? I don't know what's wrong with me today. I can't talk properly.
Europe, that's what's wrong with you.
As the MP, to bring those two parties together to try and get a resolution between those.
Well, it's worth trying, isn't it? But I don't hold great hope, but I'm going to start with going to the council and try and sort out what the answers are to the questions which I've been asked today.
I mean, things that didn't come up today, perhaps because people were sensitive about saying it publicly, was there seems to have been things said in meetings that were then retracted later. Actually, think about it, it was touched on once.
They were said, yes.
And that seems really, as a journalist looking at that, looks quite worrying that people would say something in a public meeting that they would then retract.
Yes.
Particularly when these are people's lives involved with it.
I mean, that should not happen. And whoever's in charge, either on the council side or on Island Road side, has got to exercise control over the people who report to him. And I think that's very important.
I mean, given the overview you had today, do you see it as... Is this ultimately the responsibility of the council, or is it of Island Roads? The reason I'm saying is it's of the council because they instigated Island Roads to come in and carry the work out.
Yeah. The answer is I don't know. And no doubt there will be a lengthy argument between the two parties. So in the end, either one, both parties get together and sort it out, probably privately, but that will at least be a decision, or both parties go to court, and that will cost a fortune.
Right, yeah. And I guess, would an independent inquiry get around that problem? There is the fear of the cost of that,
yeah.
Particularly after, that area, there was £1 million-plus legal bill, wasn't there, on the inquiry previously?
There was, yes.
But maybe one that doesn't need to be as detailed as that, but still independent.
Well, I think that's a possibility, but we'll have to sell it to both the County Council and Island Roads.
I didn't understand that. Why do they both need to buy into that? Because they're not legally obliged to do it? Or?
Well, if it's not agreed, then whoever's doing the report may recognise that his report might be so much...
Oh, I see. If they're not actively involved, they can't be independent because they're not getting the input of both sides.
That, and if you're not going to participate, you don't get the whole story.
Right, okay. And the final one, that I guess it's with all the sunshine around at the moment, I hadn't even considered, and you came up with a possible solution on this, there may be others. We're now in the sunny part of the year. It's going to get rainy again soon. What's going to happen to that road then if it's slipped that much with the rain? It was exceptional amounts of rain. But it's a fully exposed road now.
That's right.
What can be done for that?
The answer is I don't know.
There's a lot of I don't knows in this one, isn't there? All the way around.
Yeah.
I mean, all the way
That's
around.
Right. That's right.
But it seems sensible to protect that road to avoid any further damage to it.
Well, the council may take a different view, but I hope they will recognise the need to open this road and open it in good condition as soon as possible.
Thank you very much.
Right.